You and I live in a world much different from the world of our grandfathers or even our fathers. Scientific theories which in our fathers' day were thought to be true have now, in the light of modern investigation, been proved false and discarded. We think nothing of casting aside these false beliefs and accepting newer, more accurate discoveries in almost every field of endeavor. In medicine, in the physical sciences, in chemistry and astronomy. If human thought and labor can bring us new truths in these fields, isn't it just as possible that human thought and labor can bring us new religious truths? In a few moments, you are going to hear a man who has discovered a new religious truth. A man who has evolved a philosophy which has changed the lives of thousands upon thousands of people all over the civilized world. A philosophy which has helped them turn failure into success, brought them more abundant health, given them greater happiness. That man is Dr. Frank Robinson, and his philosophy is known as Psychiana. And now I'm going to introduce your guide, who will take you directly to Dr. Robinson's home in Moscow, Idaho.
About this time of day, in a beautiful home in the town of Moscow, Idaho, a man sits at the console of a magnificent pipe organ. He is a very busy man. But this hour he reserves for recreation, music, and visiting with his friends. And as we enter his study, the study of Dr. Frank Robinson, we tiptoe quietly across the room so as not to interrupt the selection he is playing.
Bravo, Dr. Robinson.
Well, when did you arrive? I didn't hear you come in.
No, I sneaked up on you this time.
Well, I'm glad to see you again. You know, I just got home a few hours ago.
Yes, so I understand. You've been away for 2 or 3 weeks, haven't you?
Yes, I was in Los Angeles.
I hear your meetings there were very, very amazing. Is that a fact?
Well, I think it is a fact. More thousands of people were turned away from the huge Trinity Auditorium than were able to gain admission, and the doors had to be locked at 7 o'clock, although my speaking did not commence until 8 o'clock.
And a chap from Los Angeles told me they are still talking about those meetings.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. The meetings were certainly a tremendous success.
Doctor, let me ask you a personal question, if I may. I have come to have a profound respect for your philosophy and opinions, and I would like to know how it happened that you could go into Los Angeles and pack the huge Trinity Auditorium there and turn thousands of people away night after night. What is the cause of that, Doctor?
Well, I think the cause is not too hard to find. My greatest meeting there was on Sunday night, and yet there were probably hundreds of churches in Los Angeles which were preaching religion on that same night, and I do not think there was one which turned anyone away.
Well, tell me why that was.
Well, I think the answer to that lies in the fact that people today are starving for religious truth. They instinctively know that God exists, and they seem to instinctively know that if they can by some means find the power of that great realm of God, their troubles will all be over.
And I agree with you, Dr. Robinson. They would be.
But, and here is the terrible thing, American women and men today are absolutely not satisfied with the story given to them by existing religious organizations concerning God. They have listened to this story for years. They have watched the lives of people who have claimed to be in tune with God Almighty, and they have decided that this message does not appeal to them. And, mind you, I am talking about the great mass of thinking Americans today. They do not believe that man ever fell through a conversation between a talking snake and Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And they know full well that if that story is not true, then man does not need any crucified God to come down from heaven and save him. If the present-day church would teach that man is the highest creation God ever made, instead of teaching that he's a guilty, lost, hell-deserving sinner, it would get somewhere.
Well, come to think of it, Doctor, what you just stated there is a fact. Man really is the highest of all created things, is he not?
Man is the only creation gifted with sufficient intelligence to grasp the truths of God or even recognize a God. And if he is damned before he's born, then there's little hope for the human race, for the story of Jesus Christ will never save this world. It has had plenty of opportunity to do that, if it could. And today, we find the world in a more horrible mess than it's ever been in before. And unless a different picture of God is painted, and unless hope of some sort comes into the human breast, I am afraid for the future of this United States of ours. Thank God, however, men and women by the thousands are coming to know that this crucified God story, with its connected fall of man story, is a long, long way from being the truth. They know it is nothing more nor less than an old pagan superstition told again. If you want to know the effects of that teaching, look at the nations which have it. No, my message may not be liked, but it is founded in God's eternal truths and therefore will stand the test of time and eternity. And there is no wonder to me that men and women by the tens of thousands are discarding the old pagan story for the truth.
A moment ago, Doctor, you made use of the expression, a different picture of God. Just what do you mean by a different picture?
Well, I mean, of course, a different conception from that which mankind has heretofore held. For instance, have you ever formed in your mind a picture of God?
Well, yes. As a youngster, I used to picture God as a being something like a man. Much bigger and powerful, of course, but still the form of a man. And I must confess that I have something of that picture right now.
Well, that is not unusual. The whole human race has had that same picture since the very beginning. Always God has been more or less represented in human form and, more significant, as possessing human attributes and characteristics, given to anger, pride, fits of temper, injustice, cruelty, etc. Read your Bible, and you will find instances of every one of these. And the Ten Commandments themselves state in so many words that God is a jealous God who visits the sins of the fathers upon the children. In other words, who punishes innocent people. Now you know something of the size and complexity of this universe of ours, a universe in which our own big world, big as we think it is by comparison only a grain of dust. Do you honestly think a God, such as the Bible describes, could govern this universe?
No, I do not.
Then what does govern it? There must be something.
I wish I knew.
And there you are. Your position in the matter is not a bit different from millions of other people. All of them have cast aside the belief that God is simply a sort of Superman. All of them are groping and searching for something they can believe, something which common sense will let them believe. The old doctrine, the old beliefs taught by orthodox religious systems have failed them at every turn. These people have discovered that the things they have been taught simply do not work. But, as I say, there must be something which governs this universe, and that something is God. Not a man, not a being with human characteristics, but an underlying, changeless, immutable law, a principle which has been in effect since the very beginning of time, which has created everything that has been created, a God law which governs everything from the tiniest electron to the planet. And you cannot tell me that this God law is not powerful enough, once we have come to understand it and have learned how to use it to give us the things we want.
Well, Doctor, how are we to go about understanding it?
The first step is to get rid of all the superstitious beliefs which Orthodox religious systems have taught us. And that's exactly what people are beginning to do. The wonder is that they have not tossed such beliefs out of the window long ago. For the very manner in which these Orthodox creeds have been presented to us show they're false. For example, suppose someone came to you and said, here is a magic charm. There are lots of other charms, but this is the only genuine one. However, you must take my word for that. You must not doubt it or try to test it in any way. Just wear it around your neck, and when you die, you are assured of a happy hereafter. Now, would you believe that?
I certainly would not.
Yet Orthodox religion is presented to us in the very same way. We are told this, that, or the other particular belief is the only true religion. We are asked to take it on faith. We are not allowed to test it. And our reward comes beyond the grave. Well, I feel I have a right to test my religious beliefs, and if they don't work, a right to discard them for something that does work here and now. And that's what I've done. I don't claim to know all about this God law, for no man can know that. But I do know enough to realize that it works, because it has worked for me and for thousands upon thousands of others.
Yes, the way your movement is growing certainly proves that.
Yes, and my experience in Los Angeles was simply, well, look at that clock. We've just got about enough time to sign off.
Well, don't you think that you can squeeze in another organ selection?
Well, I'll try it. Say, I'm going to play a favorite of mine this time, a Frimmel's Melody.
Doesn't the clear, sound, common sense of Dr. Robinson's message appeal to you? Doesn't something down deep inside of you say, that is the truth? Then why not get Dr. Robinson's complete message? Particularly when you can do so without its costing you 1 cent or obligating you in any way. Just write for Dr. Robinson's free outline of Psychiana and address your letter to the station to which you are listening or directly to Dr. Frank Robinson, Moscow, Idaho. If you write to Moscow, Idaho, be sure to include the words Radio Department in the address. And be sure to tune in next time Dr. Robinson is on the air. We return you now to your local announcer, who will announce the time and date of Dr. Robinson's next broadcast.